And tonight, I'd like it if you would ask yourself the same thing he asked us. Don't you think that while Jesus was on the cross, that he saw your face? Don't you think he looked into your eyes and said, I love you, and I would die for you so that you could live? And try to imagine how a question and a concept like that would impact the heart of an unbeliever like me. I suddenly realized that I was missing something in my life. There was a void, there was a darkness in my life, and I wanted to know how to fill that, how to fix that. And the only thing that fixed it was having a personal relationship with Jesus, my first love, and I found that through the reading of the Word of God as a child. In Isaiah 53, Isaiah talks about what Jesus would go through for us, the torture that he would undergo for us. And he says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. It said he was led as a lamb is led to the slaughter, poured out his soul to death, was numbered among the transgressors, made intercession for us. And then in verse 10, it says, when his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. And that means that Jesus saw us while he hung on the cross for us, in our place, as our substitute, to take God's wrath for us, then he saw us. And then in verse 11, it says, he shall see and be satisfied. You know, in Hebrews, it says that Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. And this love that God has for us is also spoken of in Isaiah 49, the deep, immeasurable love that God has shown through Christ Jesus. It says, can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Well, look, even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. It was because of his love for us that he endured the cross. And then he invites us into a relationship with him. He says in Matthew 11, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest. And that's the only place that we can find rest. I searched for so long. I tried to find fulfillment and rest in my life and in my religion because of the things that I was doing. I thought that I could get closer to God and be worthy of him. And I could never make it. This last song is called I Would Die For You. And it's written from the perspective of Jesus on the cross. We all need to ask ourselves the question, what is my standing before God right now? If I were to die at any moment, would I be with God or would I not? And I never knew if I had done enough because religion always taught me that I needed to do. But a relationship with Jesus teaches us it's done, it's finished on the cross. So as we sing this last song, imagine him on that cross, making an offering for your sin and looking into your eyes and saying, I love you so much that I would die for you so that you could live.